Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. First order of business will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Been regularly moved and seconded to approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Mr. Burl.
Agenda.
Oh, yeah.
Approve the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the agenda as last revised.
Been regularly moved and seconded to approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Mr. Burl.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are 15 hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any witness. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Once all the testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the result. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would appreciate it if you would turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. First case.
Case number 9688, Adrian Cannon, east of Road 497, 400 feet south of Route 24, being Lot A, a variance from the maximum age requirement for placement of a manufactured home.
Let me do it. Can you step up here, ma'am, please? Place your hand on the Bible. You swear or affirm that information you're about to give is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you. When you go to the podium, please state your name.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Adrian Cannon.
You'd like to bring another trailer, a double wide, on the lot?
Yes.
And attach it to the existing one you have, which is a single wide?
No.
To double wide also?
No, I'm just moving my double wide onto, I would like to move my double wide onto land that I've purchased. It's not going to be attached to another home or anything.
Okay, well, you know.
We have another case like that, Mr. Chairman. The purpose of this variance is for the, because of the age?
Yes.
You want to state to the board the condition of the mobile and what age it is?
It's a 1980, and the condition of it right now is poor. It does need basically remodeling, mostly inside, but I want to do out. basically, what we're going to do is just gut the whole thing and just restart all over.
Do you have any pictures of it?
Yes, I do.
And
where is the dwelling located now?
It's in Delmar, Maryland, right off of 13.
Is it on private property now?
It's on commercial property that was purchased through a company out of Baltimore.
How long has it been since anyone resided in it?
2003.
What kind of work do you plan to do to it?
Basically, on the inside, as you can see by the pictures, we have to redo the ceilings. Most of the flooring is basically going bad because of the bad roof that's caused the damage with the ceiling. We're basically going to go through, remodel the whole living room, kitchen, mostly, you might as well say the whole house. There's a lot of damage that's been also done to the walls. We're going to have to take out the insulation or whatever to make sure that the mildew or whatever is gone that was caused from the weather is basically out of the home before we do anything else to it. On the outside, I would like to put the new vinyl side, and I do have vinyl windows and everything that I'm going to put into put on the home, and we're in the process now of redoing the roof.
You're working on the inside of it too now?
Well, we haven't been able to because there's no electricity, so it's been kind of limited what we can do. The only thing we have did is just cleaned out the whole inside and just, you know, gutted everything, pulled out all the old cabinets and the bad wood and everything.
How long do you anticipate the project taking?
I'm sorry.
How long do you anticipate it taking you to do the work?
Well, I would say anywhere between 3 to 6 months. Exactly.
Is this something you've done before, ma'am? You have experience doing this?
Yes. The home I live in now was not in as bad a condition as that one is, minus the roof condition, but it was in the same condition as that home. And I basically redid the whole inside of that.
And in the surrounding area, are there other double wides and what types of housing?
Where I'm moving it to, or yes, where it's at now?
Where you're going to move it to?
It's right now, it's on an open farm. There's other lots out there, but no one has, you know, purchased, as I know of, any of the lots that are next to it. But right now, it's just on an open farm.
Ma'am, did you say it's a 1980 or 1987?
1980.
80, okay.
Is in good enough shape to transfer to the other parcel?
Yes. I've had different people come out that move mobile homes, come and look at it, and they're really surprised because they've seen the home and seen how long it's been there, how good the outside of the home is, and they said it's good enough for them to transport it. He was worried about, you know, anything falling off or something, the side and falling while he was moving it, but he said it's real. The side, the outside is very good.
How far do you have to transfer it?
13 miles. Approximately 15, I took a shortcut.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone in opposition? Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to take case number 96-88 under advisement.
Have a second?
Second.
Been regularly moved and seconded. We take case number 96-88 under advisement. All those in favor, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. That means we're going to talk about it at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
And you can stay if you'd like. The case may be passed this evening, or may be voted on this evening, or it may be held over till the next meeting, but you can call the office in the morning if you don't want to stay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.